And now, it's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week, we bring you the latest music and interviews from the bands that make New Jersey rock. Coming up, we'll turn up Broken Past, check in with the Van Saters, chill out with Jack, and do an awesome track from Chris Brown recorded live in the WRAT studio. Chris will also call in to talk about his upcoming Let's Get Funked Up 2 show on the roof of the Asbury Festival and Beer Garden on Sunday, July 22nd. But first, on the phone is Nick Abatamarco from Windward. They're performing at the Soldiers Not Forgotten Benefits show in the parking lot of Anytime Fitness, located at 34 Lanes Mill Road in Brick on July 22nd. Nick, thanks for calling into the podcast.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you on the Jersey Rock Podcast. I love the new Tides album, and I love this cause that you guys are benefiting on July 22nd. Tell us about the Soldiers Not Forgotten benefit.
Well, it's really it's going to be a really awesome show. We're playing it with our buddies and funeral students. Vection's playing American Road. And it's going, all the proceeds, 100% of the proceeds are going to be going towards helping out a veteran. There's going to be food trucks there, local vendors. It's going to be $15 admission, like I said, with all the proceeds, 100% going towards a local veteran. So it's definitely a good cause and going to be a good time.
Now, people, they don't need to buy tickets in advance. They could just show up, donate their $15, and enjoy the show, right?
Indeed, yep.
That's going to be a good time, July 22nd. Beyond that, though, less than a week later, you guys are rocking the Brighton Bar on the 28th, right?
Yeah, we're going to be rocking the Brighton Bar for our buddies in Shiwan Khan. They're having their CD release show. We're playing again with our good buddies and funeral students, and it's always a good time at the Brighton Bar. So,
can someone get tickets in advance for that, or just go up to the door?
We have tickets. They can get tickets from us for $10. You can just hit us up, or you can get them at the door. They're $12 at the door.
What's the best way to contact you guys for tickets?
You can hit us up directly on Facebook. You can hit up the members of the band individually. You can email us. We're pretty accessible.
Now, your Tides album's out now. We're doing a cut from that on the podcast. How could someone get a copy of Tides?
Tides is available digitally on Spotify. We are on Pandora, Amazon Music, Apple Music. And then physical copies are available at all of our shows. And if you would like a physical copy, you could hit up any of the members of the band or message us on Facebook, email us. Like I said, we're pretty accessible. We'll send it right out to you.
What's the best way to stay on top of everything Windward is up to?
That would be going to our website, which is windwardnj.com. We have all of our shows listed. You can check out our music video there. We post updates, pictures, all the good stuff.
The track we're doing is Fake Memories. Tell us about this song.
Fake Memories is one of our really energetic songs, especially towards the end. You really hear like a lot of the metal influence that a lot of us come from in that song. It's just a really fun song to play live, especially. And, yeah.
Nick Abatamarco of Windward. See them July 22nd at the Anytime Fitness parking lot over in Brick at 34 Lanes Mill Road for the Soldiers Not Forgotten live benefit concert. They'll also be at the Brighton Bar in Long Branch on July 28th. Nick, thanks so much for calling into the podcast.
Yeah, man. Thanks a lot for having me.
Hell yeah, dude. Right now, let's see that track. Here's Windward with Fake Memories on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Yeah! Hey, this is Tattoo Tony from Broken Path, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rat Jersey Rock Podcast.
Yeah.
On the Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Catch them at the Jackson Moose Lodge 1459 for Operation K-9 on July 21st and at Blackthorn 51 in New York with the Dio Disciples on August 1st. Learn more at BrokenPastNJ.com. On the phone are Declan Hallett and Jay Maranzino of the Van Staters. They're rocking the Asbury Park Yacht Club with the Crypt Keeper 5 on July 21st. Guys, thanks for calling into the podcast.
Of course. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Always a pleasure watching you guys perform, and this is going to be a cool, intimate show at the Yacht Club on the 21st. Tell us what people can expect that night.
I mean, yeah, a bunch of good bands. We're friends with Crypt Keeper 5. They're really good, so, from Trenton. It should be a good live, fun rock show, a lot of energy. It's going to be a good night.
Yeah, every time we go to the Yacht Club, we always get a really great crowd. People love to come out to that spot. It's
great venue. What's better than Asbury Park Boardwalk, on a weekend, right, yeah. Saturday? So it should be good.
Now, is this one of those shows you can just walk up to and it's free admission?
Yeah, absolutely. All Yacht Club shows, I'm pretty sure, are all free admission. I think it's 21 and up, though.
Okay, yeah, because there's alcohol. But I don't think I've ever paid admission at the Yacht Club. Always a cool time. Your latest EP, No Matter What's Out Now, if someone would like to get a copy of that disc, how can they do so?
They can go over to our Spotify and listen to it for free there. You can go on our Bandcamp and download it. It's also available on iTunes.
And what do you guys have coming up as we move forward into 2018?
We're working on like an acoustic record for the summer. You know, it should be out in a month or two. And it's about 8 or 9 songs with 2 covers, I think. Just somewhat like doing old songs. And we're just kind of, you know, do acoustic versions of it. Just a new take on it. And then, you know, back and start writing some new stuff. So this should be fun. We're excited.
And the track we're doing tonight is So Far Away. Tell us about this song.
We wrote this song about 2 years ago. Doug had the riff in practice, and we just thought it sounded really, really cool. And it was probably the hardest song that we ever wrote. It took a while to get it all together, but we were really happy with the way it came out. We feel like Pete really captured the song well, too.
Declan Howitt and Jay Maranzino of the Vansaters. See them on July 21st with the Crypt Keeper 5 and a bunch of other great bands at the Asbury Park Yacht Club. Guys, thank you so much for calling into the podcast.
Of course. Thank you.
Thanks again for having us.
Hell yeah. Right now, let's do that track. Here's the Vansaters with So Far Away on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Jack, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Just for a girl.
and I and the Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. That's one of two new singles available at jackmusic.com. Jack is spelled J-A-H-K. And you can catch Jack at the Downtown in Red Bank on July 31st. It's a free show. Jack will be my guest on Jersey Rock next week. On the phone is Chris Brown. Catch him at Let's Get Folked Up 2 at the Asbury Fest Hall and Beer Garden on Sunday, July 22nd from 6 to 9 p.m. Chris, thanks for calling into the Jersey Rock Podcast.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me, man.
Dude, it's a pleasure to have you on. This is the second one of these that you're doing. I was at the first one at the Watermark. That was an awesome night. But for someone who hasn't caught Let's Get Folked Up, tell us about the event.
Basically, it was like a brainstorm between Joe Smith, a country artist in Nashville, myself, and our friend Megan O'Shea about doing like a songwriter series, which are popular in Nashville. And I like the name Let's Get Folked Up because it's kind of slightly irreverent and kind of taking some of the seriousness out of like the very in-depth storytelling and make it more about like having some beers with friends and joking on stage and like swapping stories and singing songs together.
Well, that's definitely the vibe that was on display at the first show at the Watermark, and I think you picked an awesome venue that night. And for this one, for the summer, up on the roof at the Asbury Fest Hall and Beer Garden, that's going to be cool.
Yeah, we're, weather permitting, we'll definitely be up on the roof. They installed a stage last year in the third deck. Plus, the vantage point up there at that time of day as the sun's going down. Like, we have epic sunsets around here, so it'll be a really cool vibe and aesthetic for a night of music.
Definitely. And, of course, your One More Night EP is out now. If someone would like to get a copy of that, how can they do so?
You can get it through Bandcamp.com, chrisbrownep.bandcamp.com.
And if someone wants to find out more about Chris Brown, how can they do so?
www.chrisbrownap.com.
Now, July 22nd, 6 to 9 p.m., you're opening up. You're doing a set. You've also got Joe Smith from Nashville, Cranston Dean, Colton Kaiser, Joseph Alton Miller, Sal Boyd, and this whole show is free.
Yes, sir. It's all free. And our friends, the Little Detour, my buds Mike and Amy Leslie, they have a pop-up photo booth in a vintage trailer. They're going to be set up out front from 5 to 8 p.m. on a dog patio at Beer Garden. So anyone coming to the show or just coming to hang at Beer Garden that day can do some fun photo ops with family and friends.
Now, the track we're doing tonight was recorded live in the WRAT studio for the Jersey Rock Podcast pilot. And this came out so great that we're going to play it on this podcast. Tell us about Sun.
So I wrote that song the day that my wife and I found out that we were having a baby boy. We're really stoked we were having a kid. So she wanted to tell me the sex of the baby, and I said, no, don't do that. Let's do a blind taste test. So I said, pour a shot of Whistle Pig Rye if it's a boy, and pour a shot of Jim Beam if it was a girl. That's what I had at home at the time. And as soon as I smelled it, I was like, yes, I know it's a boy. Plus, it's Whistle Pig. But anyway, it's just about the joy of becoming a parent.
It's a beautiful song, and that's a really cool story. Chris Brown, the organizer of Let's Get Folked Up. You can catch him with Joe Smith, Cranston Dean, Colton Kaiser, Joseph Alton Miller, and Sal Boyd at the Asbury Fest Hall and Beer Garden, July 22nd, 6 to 9 p.m., up on the rooftop. It's a totally free show. Chris, thanks so much for calling into the podcast.
Tom, thanks so much, man. Hope you can make it out to the show.
Hell yeah, dude. Right now, let's do that track. Here's Chris Brown, recorded live in the WRAT studio, performing Sun on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
I don't often admit that I'm scared, or when I'm feeling unprepared. It's those times that I look to the sky, asking God, can you help me down here? Well, I know that you're feeling alone, and you're trying to feel more at home. Well, baby, don't cry, I'm right by your side. You'll never have to go it alone. Well, our lives, oh, they're forever changed. Hope our blessings, they stay the same. Well, we'll make our own luck. If that's not enough, at least we tried our best at this game. Well, we found out we're having a son, and I hope he's as kind as his mom, and that he'll grow big and strong and know right from wrong. Well, thank you for giving us a son. We're gonna love you, love Dad and your mom. I said, well, thank you for giving us a son. We're gonna love you, love Dad and your mom.
Chris Brown with Sun, recorded live in the WRAT studio on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That's just a taste of what you can expect at Let's Get Folked Up 2 on the roof of the Asbury Fest Hall and Beer Garden on Sunday, July 22nd. Chris goes on at 6, and he'll be followed by a Songwriters in the Round with Nashville recording artist Joe Smith and Jersey Rockers Cranston Dean, Colton Kaiser, Joseph Alton Miller, and Sal Boyd. Admission is free. Learn more on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. That does it for this week's edition of the Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Monday for a new podcast, or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter in Club Rat at WRAT.com to have it delivered to your email every Monday morning. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.